You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast Daily with Eddie Greer.
K-State Nation, again, the Purple Project Podcast Daily. Yes, sir, the refreshed edition of this podcast there. Big shout out to one of my guys there doing those fresh promos, or whatever you want to call those introductions, on the Purple Project Podcast there. This is a daily edition of Triple P, where we try to cover all things K-State athletics, folks. And this is the part where we update you guys on the golf team and where they're at after day one. I did record two more dailies this morning. This takes priority, so you're going to get this right off the bat when I upload this tonight. And then the rest will follow from there. I'm going to be recording one more, actually. A lot of news came out. Obviously, I was in Kansas City over the weekend, so excuse me. So there's that. And so, real quick, rough day one in the NCAA regionals for men's golf. Talking about K-State, 14 over par. 302. That might be the worst score yet all year long there in the NCAA Norman Regional there. 11th out of 13 teams in case they have a lot of work to do there. Coming up in day two tomorrow. Grant Robbins in a statement, in a post statement there. Quote, "It was a tough day for us. We got off to a pretty poor start and couldn't seem to get anything going. The course is playing firm, very firm and fast, which puts a premium on ball striking, and we struggled some in that regard," end quote, as well. So, not good. Not a good start there. You knew going in here, at least from my point of view, and for the Cats, too, they're going up against a tough field, which included the number one seed home host team, Oklahoma, there. Leading the Wildcats after day one, there was Tim Tillmans there and Nicholas Mason, who are both actually in a good spot right now in 39th place at 2 over par 74 for both of them there after today. A stroke behind them is Will Hopkins with a 3 over par 75, and tied for 45th place is Lorenz Schreidrenton and Luke O'Neill, tied for 68th place, 7 over par 79 there as well. The leader right now is host Oklahoma right there in the clubhouse right there after recording 11 under in the first round. Par 277 there as well down here. And then just after a day in, you know, K-State 20 strokes back behind fifth place, which, of course, you have to get fifth place to go on to the national championships. A lot of work to do for the Cats there in the next day or so there, which they shouldn't really look forward to it as because that is the week after next week, which that's the national championship in Arizona. But K-State, they're going to have a lot to make up tomorrow if they have any chance the next 2 days sniff out of shot. But rough first day for those guys out there down there in Norman, Oklahoma. And a quick football update, obviously. All hyped up, going to the gridiron real quick. K-State Nation is Brandon Jennings. I literally saw this on my Twitter feed 5 minutes before I hopped on the record button here with you guys. Brandon Jennings, who was supposed to be with K-State, apparently he wanted to go stay home back in Florida. Let's set the table here. This chain reaction here. Those are new to the Pro Project Podcast, right? So Jennings, they played 1 year at Maryland. And before that, before spring football started, he committed to K-State. He wanted to come into K-State. That lasted maybe a few weeks. And maybe he had trouble with the playbook or wasn't getting acquainted with the teammates or whatnot, or didn't like Kansas, whatever it was, decided to transfer out, not even a month on the program. And today I learned that he is back home and he committed to UCF, which that's not the first UCF transfer commit there from K-State. Rachel Ranke either last week or the week before, also transfer. You want to use her last year eligibility from K-State, the three-point range striker there. So after a year and a half injured, Reinke decides to go down there. And now Brennan Jennings now back home and ripping the black and gold colors for UCF there. So wanted to give an update there. I know people probably are kind of curious to what's going on right there as well. So that's kind of an update on that, and kind of last update on that. Seems like a long time ago that, you know, the hype train of the linebacker core of Daniel Green, who's going to be an All-American candidate, and Brandon Jennings was going to be something special there. But Brandon Jennings, I don't know what happened there with him in the playbook or the atmosphere or whatever. Obviously, just the transfer just tells it all for me there. Decided, oh, nope, it ain't for me there. And he's going to go play for UCF and Gus Malzahn down there in Central Florida. The Purple Project Podcast, you're new to this podcast. Welcome on board. This week is a milestone episode. 100th episode of the Purple Project Podcast coming up later on this week. Eager to get that recorded with my co-host Alex Aiden. And this podcast turned 2, and now we are officially enter year 3 of the Purple Project Podcast. It's been something. And speaking of which, I gotta check in on something there. I'll get you guys back in on that. I gotta check on that. Speaking of which, yeah, I gotta check in on that possibility there. Yeah, a possible lead and a possible something good there. I'll get that squared away here tonight and see where everything is at on that. But sorry for a little bit of a squirrel moment there for a minute there. That just really, I had a moment there. I need to check in on that update there as well. But anyways, real quick, the Pro Project Podcast, yes, find it wherever podcasts are found, and make sure you tell a fellow K-State fan or alumni or student about the Pro Project Podcast. You're looking for more content besides baseball and football, which we'll still always cover because this is the 1-2 punch here in the Little Apple. The Pro Project Podcast is the place to be. That's going to do it for this edition of the daily edition of the podcast. Eddie Greer, go Cats. The Pro Project Podcast rolls on.